Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out and enjoy this lovely fall weather. Winter has, where we are anyway, has not stepped in yet. We're still seeing these 45 degree temperatures every day and sunshine. So loving it for the first weekend in December. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is a weekend, and guess what? It's chilly, chilly, chilly weekend.
Yeah, it isn't chilly, but we're going to be elbow deep in chilly. So we actually came in and recorded this a little earlier because as you're listening to this, Barbecue Bob is ordering me around the outdoor kitchen and telling
big
me to chop this
and
cut that and do this just right. And we are in the middle of the Ada Chili and Beer Festival right now. If you're listening to this on Saturday morning, it starts at about 11 o'clock if you want to come down, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But Barbecue Bob and I are defending our title as the champions of the event last year.
Yes, we are.
So we're taking it serious, but we hope by the time you get there at 11, all the work's done. Now you just got to taste it and vote for us.
We'll be happy.
Yeah.
Even Jop will be happy because he'll have thrown his temper tantrum and be done with it.
Right. He doesn't give me any sharp knives until 11.
There are rules. Hey, it's the Chili Show. And a couple years ago when we competed, we were paired up with a brewer that was actually an orchard and a cider mill. And Andy Sietsma is here right now from Sietsma Orchards at Sietsma. So that means you're a Frieslander, right?
That's what I've been told.
Yep, yeah, that's right. If it's MA or EMA, it's Friesland. So for all you Hollanders out there, kudos. But this dude and his dad, his family, have a legacy orchard business. And this youngster right here won up the whole bloodline and just started letting that cider sit around in kegs a little bit too long.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens. Lots of chemistry.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I'm pretty sure you didn't go to school to be a hard cider brewer, did you?
No, I really didn't do too much at school. I stayed around here and worked at the orchard and went to a local college here, just got a degree in management. And
good for you. Save your money. Four-year degrees are a dying thing.
Yeah. So anyway, the real gem of all of this hard work is that Andy produces and his cidery called what is the official name, Andy? I don't want to mess it up.
Well, there's just Sietsma Orchards.
Right. And then you've got hard cider. It's distributed.
Yep.
Right. But before we get to where and when on that, you brought in a couple that we've already tried. I'm trying to speak concisely after drinking a couple glasses of Sietsma's hard cider. But tell us about
you
these two
that
we've
well.
I know. That's
not
what I said.
The easiest
I'm
thing
slow.
To say.
I'm slow. Say it slowly.
Say Sietsma.
Yeah. So tell us what we got.
So what we've tried here already is us being in Michigan and West Michigan, beer is highly regarded. We're trying to tap into that a little bit. So what we had here was some cider that I aged in some Dark Horse brewery, some of their barrels that I picked up from them last year. So we tried, the first one was some of their Plead the Fifth that they aged in their barrels. I took some of those barrels and dumped some cider into it. And then also the Maple Jesus that they did with Evil Twin, dumped some cider into there. And
where's Evil Twin from?
Oh, geez.
Like Oregon?
Oh, I don't know. He caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, isn't it amazing what that barrel and a seasoned barrel like that does to it? I mean, we're tasting this one from Evil Twin, and the bourbon barrel, it's crazy. I mean, I like hard ciders, but I'm not nuts about it like I am beer. This, I am nuts about this one. This is,
well, it's dark. It's almost like porter in color.
Yeah.
But it's still very light, and it's a cider. But those bourbon notes and the maple notes really come through in the cider. So, Andy, my question is a guy that's in the apple business, there are literally dozens of varieties of apples. You're getting flavor also from the particular apples that you use, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of apples. You know, out there we grow about 250 different kinds of them.
On your farm?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad started to plant.
You got those heritage brands.
Yeah, we got the heirloom apples. Heirloom. My dad started to plant probably almost 20 years ago now, and then he really, it's interesting what you can do with them. You know, with that said, though, a lot of those are 1, 2, 3 trees. We're seeing if they grow well here in this region. A lot of them don't like the heat. But with that said, you know, we've identified, you know, a handful that we like that we've started to plant, you know, 75 or 100 trees of. So they
tend to flourish here.
Yeah. But, you know, there's still kind of a Pandora's box when you get into those heirloom apples because no one really grows them. You know, there's only a hand few, you know, over in England, and then, you know, very not many.
Is that
many
where
people.
The seedlings came from then?
Originally,
maybe.
Yeah, originally.
Okay.
Yep.
Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, and then you know we have
British
our,
were coming.
Yeah, British
oh,
were coming.
Oh yeah, I know my history.
Yeah, you know,
one if by Sue, two if by microbrew, something like that.
But you know, like the Spitzenberg we have, which we really like. We have quite a bit. You know, Planet Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's favorite apple. So
wow, cool.
You know, we're seeing what we can do with those. But with that said, you know, we're still relatively small, so we're just kind of, especially with the heirloom stuff, we're a small batch when it comes to that. But you know, a lot of, we have our, you know, just core cider and core line.
There's a core in every apple.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and it's the Chili Show. We're talking with Andy Sietsema from Sietsema Orchards, and this guy, I'm going to say he's a kid because you don't look any more than like 19, so I don't know how old you are, but what you're doing
those
is
jeans
crazy.
Are older than that, dude.
What you're doing here is crazy. Now tell us about this one, because I have a daughter named Maggie, and this one's called Maggie's Reserve. She's gonna love that.
Yeah, so that is we have a little bit left of that. That's actually our heirloom apple cider that we do. It comes out every September 21st. It's made straight from all those heirlooms that I said we did. It's higher ABV. It's gonna be more European style. Tart, dry, very acidic, has a little bit of a funk to it, but, you know, it's part of that.
James Brown in there.
Yeah. And then part of that, proceeds from that go back to Mercy Health St. Mary's labor and delivery unit. So that's named after one.
So who's Maggie?
That is a daughter of mine that had passed away at birth, so that's why it comes.
We're unaware of that. Sorry.
That's totally fine. So that's why her birthday and is September 21st, so that's why we release it every September 21st. So we're actually getting ready to crush those apples. This year's apples will let age for a year and then bottle it and send it out on September 21st.
Well,
next
you got to buy some Maggie's Reserve. If you see
right.
Maggie's Reserve Hard Cider at any of your, I mean, it's all over the place. It's at Meyer. It's at
no, not
Siciliano.
This one.
That one's not.
This one is only. This one is only at the Orchard, and like I said, there's a limited amount left. And
okay.
Then Kingma's and Ada
so
did a special
us,
release.
So tell us how to get to your orchard.
8542 Mile Road, Ada, Michigan.
Is that Honey Creek
that
you're
Knapp,
off of?
Knapp to Honey Creek,
yeah.
Or Fulton and Pettis to
Honey
Creek.
Honey Creek and 2 Mile. You got to go out there. This orchard is huge. The family is old in the apple business. And when you walk in there, the smell of these donuts will drive you
nuts.
Yeah,
it's a great tasting room. They do cider and donuts. We didn't even touch on that. Andy, can you stick around for the next segment? I got a couple more questions.
No problem.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the chili. Maybe we'll start out with some cowboy beans from our friend Rob Russell. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's not as bottoms up. Get 'em up. Not as bottoms up.